Morning, Tom. How are you and Miss Bernice today, K2RCU?
It's one of those rare mornings where I had to leave her at home. I got to go to a doctor's appointment. And there's no use of her sitting out in the car, and they won't let her go in with me. So she's at home reading the newspaper and enjoying a cup of coffee and a bagel, I think.
That, well, hopefully it'll be a quick visit for you, and you'll be back home, and everything will go smooth for you.
Physical therapy. Painful and no fun, but necessary, I guess. Excuse me. Well, what are you up to today?
I took yesterday off and kind of piddled around and hung out and relaxed for a little bit. And I'm going to go see if I can get a little that W word accomplished today. Try to get some of these projects I got scattered across the place finished up.
Well, I'm hurting good this morning. The physical therapy might do me some good. We're trying to move an ice box or a refrigerator in and out, and it was just too much. Finally called the kids, but I probably waited too long. And they come up and moved it for us. But my grandson's 6'4", and he's just 14 years old. Wears a size 16 shoe. So him and his mom moved it out. And at any rate, I thought it was a condenser fan motor. And I figured it was just dirty back there. And because it'd been a year since I cleaned back there. It's very hard to do. There's just no room. It's real tight fit. And when I got all done, well, it was quiet, and we shoved it back in, and lo and behold, it started making the same noise again. Well, it turns out it's the evaporator fan motor down by the freezer. This thing's got two or three evaporators in it. And so I finally said, to heck with it. Refrigeration man's coming out Wednesday.
I have been there before. Some point you just have to say that's enough and give up on it. Let somebody else do it. Sometimes a fresh set of eyes and a fresh mind usually do pretty good. Yeah, we got our dryer keeps acting up. You have to keep turning the knob or it won't come on and heat up. It stays in cool down mode, so had to get in touch with Maytag and got a timer coming, so hopefully that's going to solve that problem for us. Hopefully they can come out and get your fan straightened out and everything squared away for you.
In the old days, they had just like a 4-watt motor on them, usually a GE or something, and you just put a new one in there. And they just kind of stopped. They were what they called impedance protected. But nowadays, they got these plastic pancake motors that don't amount to anything. And the engineers made it to where it's nearly impossible to get it in and out, of course. And then there's the fans. In the old days, you could put your finger on the button when where the door closed, you know. Nowadays they have proximity switches and that in there where you don't even see the switch. I don't have any idea where it's located. And they're not very good about giving you schematics. And even if they did, most people couldn't read them. A lot of these appliance schematics are not like industrial schematics. They're a thing of their own, you might say. And they also, they can hold their telephone up there, like this stupid idiot in front of me is doing here in this car, not watching what he's doing, driving off the road. But they can hold their telephone up to it and actually troubleshoot it through the modem in it and then give them a code or something. So it's beyond this old man's ability anymore. This is OTR Mobile.
RCL Mobile. Yeah. They They seem to make them smarter, as they say it. They definitely don't make them like they used to. I like it simple. Just keep it simple. You know, the KISS idea there.
Keep it simple, stupid. The KISS method. But, and they don't last 30 years anymore. At 2 years, this thing had to have a new compressor, a new evaporator, and a new control board, which would have cost as much as the refrigerator cost. And I wouldn't have done that. But it was a few days left on the warranty, thank God. And they honored it after a few discussions. But it's off warranty now. You call a refrigeration man, the second he drives up, it's $85, whether he does anything or not. But the way I figure it is, it costs them a lot to maintain a fleet and overhead and insurance and all that. So I don't mind that. It's just that when he gets there, he'll troubleshoot it and see it's what I told him on the phone, and then he'll order it. And I have to wait until it comes in, and I gotta listen to the dang thing until it comes in. That's the way life is nowadays.
That does make it a little frustrating, but I guess it's one of those things, if he takes your word for it and orders it and puts it in and that doesn't fix it, then you're mad at him because it didn't fix it. At least that's what they're gonna think, but, you know, flip side of it. He's got to make sure it's going to take care of it, because if it don't, then he's got to eat it. So, but hopefully it won't take long to get it in, and he can do a quick return or appointment for you and get you squared away. You don't have to listen to it too long.
Noise on the repeater this morning. Yes, in fact, everything you said is true. C'est la vie. But that's the truth of the matter, because most people would know what it was. I took a, if you know what it is, a mechanic stethoscope and stuck down there and located it. And so I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But then again, Russell, what it could be is maybe that evaporator's freezing up and the ice is getting accumulated around the fan and it's banging on that, so that means the little heating element that comes on and defrosts the evaporator could be bad. So everything you said is right on.
Yeah, well, you know, I go, you let him diagnose it and he puts a part on it, and if it doesn't fix it, then you got a leg to stand on to say, well, that didn't fix it, so I don't think I should have to pay for that part. Pay for the labor to put it on, and hopefully he can square it away and fix it. But most of them are usually pretty good. They hit it the first time. You know, everybody's human. They make mistakes, but I don't know. I'm like you. The repeater's making some odd noises this morning. I don't know if you're getting it, but I'm getting it when you're talking. There's like a, electrical whirring noise that comes in and out some.
Like a canary in the background there at times, especially when you let off of the there's a guy hitchhiking. I never seen that in years. Down here by the post office in Taylor's. That is kind of odd. I don't know what it is, but it was mainly after you let off of it I kept hearing this variable pitch sound, almost like a sine wave sound. But at any rate, well, traffic's starting to back up down here towards Wally World. I'm running pretty close on my appointment, so I hope I can make it there. I gotta make it to the west side of town. And you're going into work today. What do you do, Russell, for a living?
Peddling. I'm going over here today. Going to put some countertops in and mount a sink for a friend of ours and try to get them squared away so they can finish up this little area.
All Roger, you're retired and just do what you want. That's great. I'm retarded, retired also, a little bit of both. Well, the wife and I got that throne installed ourselves the other day. You know, I'm thinking I'm going to put another one in the other restroom there. And I didn't think we could do it because of the lifting. But, I don't know. When you get older, you figure out ways to push things around rather than lift them. And we got that done. Today, I don't know what I'm going to do when I get back home. I have a thing, they call it a phenomenal air, and it needs to come out. And I need to check it. It kills viruses and stuff like that. It's pretty simple to just take it out and wipe it off, but I've never done it before. And it's 220 volts, so I'm going to give it a little respect. And I think I'll take that thing out and clean it off and reinstall it, which mounts to 3 screws in the cool air return. It's supposed to kill viruses on contact, and that I think it's ultraviolet based or something. But at any rate, it's on there, and I'm not going to pay somebody to do that. I might do that and then go out and mess with the chickens a little, but not too much, because my back's in pretty bad shape today.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. That 220 is not something you want to lick your finger and stick to, so might want to make sure power's off before you go playing with it. But it shouldn't be too bad to take you out and clean off. But I hated you having so much back trouble. I know how the feeling is. I hurt mine a while back, and took me a while to get over it, but luckily I'm fortunate enough that it wasn't bad. I recovered and everything's good to go now. I just try to pay attention to what I'm doing and take it a little easier now, you know. But like you said, I'm retarded now, but yeah, I don't do what I want to do. I do whatever my wife tells me to do.
Yeah, I got a sign that says that. It says, in the end, and do what your wife told you to do. Well, Russell, I worked every single day. My first job, 32 years. Actually, my second job, I worked at an electrical apparatus place for a year, and then I got a job as an electrician in a large machine shop, extremely large. And I worked with 480 volt three phase every day, and I felt very comfortable with it. I love working with three phase and high voltage. But I respect 120 volts just as much as I do the 480. And the bottom line is, either one will kill you.
It will, and not going into a lot of details, but that 480 is pretty powerful. Back when I was in the emergency services, we ran a call for a gentleman that got hit with that, knocked him off a ladder, and busted his head open when he hit the floor. It was pretty rough. It took him a long time to recover. He was lucky to be alive at the end of it, but you know, it's definitely not something you want to play with, that's for sure.
For about 50 years and managed not to get burned. That's a big thing. And the biggest difference between single phase and three phase is that one thing, it's a lot more efficient. 1.732 times as efficient, I think it is, if you get down to basics. But the other thing is, it explodes. And 120 and 220 don't explode. It just kind of spits at you. You know, and that's it. 480 explodes, and it vaporizes copper at about 2,000 degrees and will bury it in your face, and it's an instant third-degree burn. And 223 phase is just about as bad. It's a whole lot different than 220 single phase, put it that way. And this old malarkey about, if you work with DC, it'll knock you away from it. And you work with AC, it'll hold you, and all these wives tell, no, it won't. They'll all kill you. It doesn't matter which one you get into, you don't get into it.
Exactly. And I think that's what people don't realize is that it's electrical activity that keeps your heart beating. That's why you see them shock them with the paddles or put those pads on and mash a button. It's sending an electrical shockwave through there to try to get it back going. It's kind of like jump-starting a dead battery at that point. You're trying to get some juice back into it. You don't need to put juice in it when it don't need it.
Still got a chart where it shows, it was a General Electric Industrial Control book, and there's a chart in there. It showed the human body. That's why in the Navy, they always taught us to keep one hand in your pocket if you can, because you don't want it going from arm to arm through your heart. You want it going from your arm down to the ground. If, in fact, you do meet with that kind of a shock, it's a lot more resistance that way. But after about 25 mils, and that's quite a bit, I'd say, but I think that's what the spec on it was, your heart goes into ventricular fibrillation, and normally, unless you got a little giz whiz there to shock you back into sinus rhythm, you ain't gonna make it.
You would be correct. That is the rhythm, and you want to stay in the sinus rhythm at all times. Keep all arms and legs inside the vehicle during the ride, and please don't stand up.
It's N0TR. That brings back old memories. Wichita, Kansas, Joyland, when I was a kid. And even as an adult, there was a roller coaster there, an old wooden one, and it was great. Took me a lot of years to get guts enough to go on that thing back then. And there was a sign right at the top of the first hill that said just that.
Yeah, that was back when warning labels were specific. Now they just cover everything because, you know, natural selection can't take its own course nowadays.
Most of them flunked hooked on phonics, so what good's it do to make a sign?
Got to send them a text message with emojis.
We'll put a star on the wall for you for that one. Well, I'm wound up in traffic here. I don't know what's going on. I'm up here at Pleasantburg Drive at Mr. Mattress Incorporated. And traffic has slowed down, and I don't have time for this. But you know, I'm old, and I'm not going to speed to try to eliminate the problem. I'm just going to go with the flow, as they say. It's getting mighty dark in the west out there. They say it's going to rain today, Russell.
No, it was going to rain today. I know we had a chance last night and a little bit yesterday, but I didn't know we had another chance today. Yeah, don't get in no hurry. There ain't no point. They're still going to be there. They ain't going to move the building. And if they close by the time you get there, well, they'll open again tomorrow.
I'm not going to die of physical therapy, but I could die of speeding like this Camaro's doing. He's over in the right lane, and then he dodges back, and then he goes back over. You know, you've seen them. They walk among us, and they also drive among us.
Yeah, we called that job security back in the day.
You can hear him. I don't know if you heard him. He's gunning like crazy, getting down here towards Church Street. He ain't going to go anywhere anyways. Got to go with the flow. Yeah, when I worked at the hospital there my last year, they called them donor cycles instead of motorcycles. Boy, they kill a lot of motorcyclists down here. I'll tell you, I love motorcycles, but I wouldn't drive one down here. You couldn't pay me.
RCL for ID. Yeah, no, I had one. Actually, I had two of them, and I almost got hit head-on one day. Got mad, took off, chased the car down, and then got to thinking about it, and I'm like, well, I survived almost getting hit head-on, and then turned around, and I'm running 100 mile an hour down the road trying to kill myself to catch up with them. So I said, well, I think that's pretty much enough, but that was back in my younger and dumber days, so I'm older and slower now. I like to sit inside in air condition with automatic transmission and power steering, if you know what I say.
Yes, sir, I know what you're saying. I went out to collect for a newspaper one evening just before supper time, and some old boy was in a 50 Ford, and he was up at 10th and Michigan there back in Kansas, and he got to the stop sign, he just flipped her in second gear and went right on through. And I drove up beside of him, and I said, "You realize you ran that stop sign back there, don't you?" Or, you know, his answer was, "I don't give a darn," and all of this stuff. And then he said the wrong thing. And, you know, he has a large dent in that door now. That was stupid. Nowadays, you do something like that and you drive up beside him, they'll kill you. They'll shoot you with a gun.
Definitely will. Well, Tom, I have destinated over here, so I'm going to slide out of here for a while and see what I can get accomplished. I hope everything goes smooth for you and you get back home, and you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful day. I will say 73s, and K2RCO will be clear on your final.
Also, yeah, that guy was drunk, by the way. Anyways, I am right downtown. I just got down here where all the big, tall buildings are. Have a good day. Nice talking to you, and have a safe day. This is N0TR 73.